Outlook. The Town Council of Outlook met for a regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday evening, January 31. Present were councillors Sharon Bruce, Justin Turton, Bob Stevenson, and Kyle McLeod, as well as Mayor Maureen Whiterman and Chief Administrative Officer Kevin True. Councillors Ryan Husband and Kevin Grotheim were not present. The meeting was broadcast on the Town of Outlook's official Facebook page. A short meeting on this evening, the following topics were discussed. Presentations and recognitions. Mayor Whiterman congratulated Sao True on the birth of his new granddaughter, sending best wishes from the town to the family. Communications requiring action or decision. The town received a letter from a local disc golf group in the community, seeking permission to establish a disc golf course on designated town land. The group is comprised of passionate disc golf enthusiasts eager to contribute to the community by creating a recreation space that promotes physical activity, social interaction, and a connection with nature. The group includes Todd McPherson, James Austin, Joel Davey, Taylor Witter, Mark Rilling, Dana Kendall, and Darcy Kendall, who are said to have a wealth of experience in the activity. They believe that establishing a disc golf course in the community will provide an exciting recreational opportunity for residents, and also add to the overall quality of life in the town of Outlook. Until they raise sufficient funds, anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, the group plans to use targets in place of traditional baskets. Sponsorship has already been acquired for the temporary targets, and the group has made it aware to the town that their layout will be minimally intrusive to the town and will not cause harm to the designated town land. There was concern in the room over where the course would be situated, which would be parallel to the Riverview Golf Course, and Councillor McLeod noted the troubles that could come from it going through a number of walking trail spots. Sao True didn't see there being too much trouble and thought that participants would do their due diligence in making sure the trail was safe for use. Councillor Turton wondered if they could move forward on the idea for possibly a year and then make adjustments on the trail where they're needed. Councillor Stevenson wondered if the town might get feedback from dedicated walkers of that area who may have concerns of wildlife being scared off from the area due to the activity. With that, council agreed to move forward on the disc golf course idea for a one-year trial basis and monitor how it progresses in the local area. Unfinished business. Council discussed changing the date of a public hearing regarding the town's zoning bylaw, with Sao True requesting a new date of Tuesday, April 9 at 7 p.m.